Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gentlemen, to another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. It's the 21st day of January 2018. We are here. Big shout out to my buddy Dan. It's his birthday today. It was my birthday yesterday. It was my buddy Derek's birthday on the 19th. So we have had a pretty interesting weekend. Lots of fun stuff happening. I want to wish my brother-in-law Gus and Amy right here off the jump. I want to congratulate them on their new baby, my new niece. We'll just call her Baby G. Pretty excited about her coming safely and healthily. So it's been a big, crazy week for me. Lots of stuff to get into. We have to talk about the latest gates. We have the shithole gate. Went from piss gate to shithole gate. Now we have Oprah Winfrey, who's the Democrats' liberals' last hope. They want their own TV reality billionaire star to fight for all the things that they believe that she believes in. We've got to talk about porn stars, a lot of stuff too. Moby, the CIA, what's happening in Syria, Afrin. There's a lot of stuff, but it's a two-way conversation. If you'd like to be part of it, you can go to BlacklistedRadio.com. We have an interactive chat room there. Accoutrements free on the house, exclusive content, other cool things that you can be part of. You can, of course, call the show. You can call the mothership, Republic Broadcasting, at 800-313-9443. Talk to our illustrious producer, Ken, behind the glass. So it's always an enlightening conversation during the broadcast. You can listen to the live show and banter between commercials if you go to BlacklistedRadio.com and pick up one of the streaming players there when it's working from Spreaker. We're on iHeartRadio. You can find us just about anywhere. And we do an hour show right now. So let's just talk about it. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary had to testify to Congress about whether or not Donald Trump used the exact words shithole when regarding some of these African and other South American nations. Now, it's become the proof positive that Donald Trump is a racist. And I'm not here to defend the president, and I really don't know if he's truly a racist. He might have racist views or prejudiced views. I think a lot of people do. Most people have those views, maybe subtly. But most people have an opinion of other religions and ethnic groups. You know, most people have some kind of prejudice, and I'm sure Donald Trump has his. Everybody has preferences, right? But I don't know that it makes him a virulent racist or a dangerous person. And, you know, calling a spade a spade, I mean, most of the people that try to, you know, get out of places like Liberia, that try to leave the Congo, that try to leave Ecuador, to try to leave other South American countries, are doing so because they are assholes. They are crappy places to live. They're places that, you know, most of the people in this country are, you know, offended by this. The people that are offended would want nothing to do with, you know, living in those countries under, you know, an oligarchy, an elite small cabal that the ruling class that are ultra wealthy and the 98% of the, you know, the rest of the people in the country are in abject poverty, you know, wasting away in their own poo, their own sewage. So I don't think it's inaccurate. But what does it mean? What does it mean? Does it mean he's crazy? Does it mean that he's psychotic? You know, there's just been a huge bag of psychiatrists doing something that's a big no-no. The Barry Goldman, attack that really brought the AMA to the forefront and laws regarding psychiatrists making, you know, claims about somebody's mental health. And, you know, Donald Trump hasn't changed. He's the same guy that we elected. I say collectively, the United States elected. He's no more crazy than he was last year. Nothing has changed. This is the guy that people elected. I know a lot of you don't want to hear that, but he is who he is. So anyway, a lot to do about nothing. The only they talk about, well, these damaging words. It wasn't damaging until Dick Durbin threw it out there. And this is kind of his MO. He's done this several times before, you know, these closed door sessions. And the idea that, you know, presidents have never used raw and vulgar language in closed door meetings is silly. It's very silly. You know, talk about a distraction du jour. You know, this rabbit hole. The same thing with the sexcapades of Donald Trump. There's an allegation which is denied vehemently by former porn star Stormy Daniels and a few others that have been in the media. The media seems to be convinced that Donald Trump back in 2006 was having sex with Stormy Daniels, which, you know, I don't know. I don't care, really. And, I didn't care. And it's not partisan on my behalf. I didn't care when, Bill Clinton received oral sex and stuck his cigar in precarious places during his time in the White House. Didn't care. Didn't care. Then when the Democrat didn't, don't care about Stormy Daniels. I mean, you know, I guess it's more impressive. I think there's probably a lot of haterade, a lot of hate going around because, well, I mean, look at Monica Lewinsky. Look at, what was her name? Paula, I don't know. One of the other, alleged girlfriends of Bill Clinton. I mean, they're kind of dogs. And I know that's kind of a rude thing to say, but, point Donald Trump if you're gauging mistresses for presidents of all the mistresses of presidents, which is nothing new and just damn uninteresting, other than it makes a tabloid headline is this notion that he had sex with Stormy Daniels. I don't doubt it. I just don't think it's a big deal. I don't care if he said that Ecuador is an asshole. Unfortunately, U.S. policy, the World Trade Organization, other investment banks, all of the globalization that's happened post Bretton Woods has not helped neoliberalized places like Ecuador, other, you know, countries in South America. And yeah, you do have a caste system. You have a ruling elite of really rich people. I mean, there's a lot of parallels between El Salvador and North Korea. Not the conscription, the having to pray to the dear leader or anything like that, but as far as, you know, these very, very minute small groups. And we're seeing that Gilded Age come right back alive here in the United States as well. So there is that. Stormy Daniels, the asshole. Oh, yes, Oprah. Oprah has been a focus for 2 weeks. Talk about dreaming. Dreaming big, liberals. Ugh. All of you out there that have decided that somehow the recipe should be to follow the Republicans and the unoriginality and the lack of the message by the Republican Party was the reason that we have Donald Trump. You know, what was considered a fresh, untainted, less ideological president. So now Oprah, and I have nothing against Oprah, good for her. I mean, she's made a lot of money for herself. She's a label, a brand. She's, a celebrity, and people love them. We have reality TV star presidents and, you know, in this day and age, it doesn't seem that far-fetched. Kid Rock, his run for the Senate, you know, the famous, I guess, singer, songwriter, rocker, was toying with this notion. I think it was it. There's a new financier. I think it was Karl Rove, maybe. No, not Rove. He's made some headlines. Turd Blossom. What's? But anyway, there's some backing for Hulk Hogan to run for office, and it's just. I mean, you know, Jesse Ventura kind of broke the mold, and you know, I like Jesse Ventura. I think he's, you know, one of the better independents that was able to take office. I mean, everybody can criticize Jesse Ventura, but as far as what he did in office, you know, I thought it was pretty admirable. But yeah, I mean, that's where we're at. Really, we're here. So rather than, you know, actually fixing things or putting together it, if nothing else than the affront to Donald Trump's policies and the Republican agenda, let's just daydream about Oprah. I mean, I don't know how much time that this has become a filler on cable news networks, and the amount of conversation, the amount of dialogue. I mean, I feel that this is somewhat wasted, but we're only discussing it in an analytical approach to the fluff, the non response. I mean, you know, if you're attacking Donald Trump and you're taking on his agenda, then that's something to talk about. If we're going to daydream about Oprah all day long, I mean, it's just like so many of these other wasted resources, wasted conversation. I don't know. Maybe I'm wasting your time of talking about it, but she seems to be the great hope. And, you know, I Donald Trump, Oprah Winfrey, I don't know. Neither of them scare me any more than the other. I know that there's a lot of people who are scared of Donald Trump. They think he's crazy. They think he's a white supremacist. They think that he is going to, radicalize or bring the Nazis back into prominence. The Breitbart and Steve Bannon, all of these characters are literal white supremacists, and those are the same people that think, you know, Oprah Winfrey's the Messiah. I don't know. You probably heard about the story. Made some headlines. Moby, famous DJ Moby. He was really popular in the early 2000s, maybe late 90s, and I guess it's somewhat relevant. In an interview with Louisiana radio station WFPK last week, singer-songwriter and music producer Moby elaborated on statements he previously posted on social media in February, claiming that he had insider information from quote-unquote friends in D.C. connecting the Trump administration to the Russian government. Ah, yes, the Mueller probe continues. Anyway, in the post, the DJ claimed the Russian dossier on Trump was 100% real, accused the Trump administration of being in collusion with the Kremlin, quote, since day one, and among other things, predicted the administration would provoke war with Iran, saying, quote, the Trump administration needs a war, most likely with Iran. At present, they are putting U.S. warships off the coast of Iran in the hope that Iran will attack one of the ships and give the U.S. a pretense for an invasion, end quote. Which I think is pretty interesting that, number one, that people go get their political advice from Moby. Number two, that he has worked in circles inside of D.C. and has made friends with people at the Alphabet agencies, former and current people that wanted to get information out there. And they would do so through Moby. Now, you know, I mean, if you really think about that, I don't know how many people take Moby seriously. I don't know. I mean, it just, I guess they do. It's hard for me to come to grips with the fact that there are people that know a lot more about Kim Kardashian, more the fact that more people know who Kim Kardashian is than they do Jeff Bezos. you know, and the fact is that, you know, he's one of the most wealthy people in the world, if not, you know, one of the probably 100 most wealthy, at least seemingly, that, you know, runs Amazon.com. But it just shows you how, you know, celebrity pop culture has, it's been used effectively, weaponized in a way so that it is, you know, it collapses any conversation or any ability for people to become hypercritical of the policies that they have to live under. And so it's not that I have anything against Oprah or Kim Kardashian, or even Donald Trump. You know, I thought, you know, from day one, I guess I was like a lot of people. I thought, well, you know, he doesn't have a chance. Then as we got about, you know, I don't know, halfway into it, I realized the media was so obsessed with the fact that he had so much, I mean, dirt. One of the things is that you can pull up a lot of things on Donald Trump because he's been in the media. He's been recorded for years. I mean, he's done cameos in soft porn movies. He was in Home Alone. You know, so the cameras have followed him for a long, long time. I mean, you know, average person out there doesn't have a camera following them nearly as much. And, you know, I mean, now we do, you know, the ubiquitous, omnipresent cell phone technology that we have. But anyway, so, I mean, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of dirt on Donald Trump. And the fact that the media and those that control the narrative, those in those intelligence agencies that work with people like Moby, you know, and this shows you the not necessarily direct influence the CIA has into, you know, the newsrooms. You know, CBS Nightly News has, you know, a government guy there working with the legal department, figuring out what you can and you cannot hear. I mean, that was one of the things that came out in the New York Times, about the New York Times, is that, you know, everything that they put out there that is, you know, close to dangerous, or as I would call it, interesting, informative, actual news has to go through the State Department. So anyway, not that big of a deal, I guess. You know, but it does show you that the social media presence and how, you know, the CIA, through direct connections, paying for news, spending money directly with the Voice of America, which actually isn't horribly biased, although it is completely conscripted government news. You can find some nuggets of truth and information there. A lot of people go to Facebook for information. I've been following this for a while. It's something that has the media freaked out, and that is the new algorithms that the Facebook platform that so many of you use will, these changes that will be taking effect. I've got a lot of people interested, and a lot of commentaries come out about the feed, what you're allowed to see. And so the time-wasting stupidity that Mike Misch puts here, Facebook's decided it's going to let users rank the credibility of news. Now, I find this fascinating. I'm in the news business. I am one of the people that was not a huge adopter of Facebook and really kind of had to be dragged into that social network by readers of Blacklisted News. And I would get all, I remember when Facebook first came out, I used the MySpace. I used all of these other previous ones. We have, you know, the Blacklisted News probably has, you know, 58,000 plus followers on Twitter. You know, how many of those are bots and real people and valuable readers? I have no idea. And, you know, I've never really tried to quantify how much of a social media presence we have, because, you know, I knew the day of reckoning would come. It's got a lot of people shocked and surprised, and it's going to be reshaping news organizations. They're worried about it. We'll talk about it on the other side. More to come. It's Blacklisted Radio.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, Daddy joined the Air Force, said it was a good soul. Danger, love, and money, but it only led to Devo.
Sorry, welcome back. Blacklisted Radio here on RBN. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you'd like to listen to a live show and join the conversation, you go to blacklistedradio.com. Check it out there. We continue talking about Facebook. So they have this new revamping of their news feed. It's a new algorithm. It's a new makeover. It's one of the reasons that I find Facebook completely irrelevant, non-useful, and that is that they choose through whatever means. I don't know. I don't believe anything that they put out there about it. But they figure out somehow what kind of information you want to see. Now, is that really what you want to see? Is that what somebody else wants you to see? Most of the people using Facebook probably want to see what their friends are putting out, and if they follow pages, they want to see what those pages are putting out. I would, you know, like it to be in a chronological format. I don't like the idea that somebody that's not me decides what I get to see, what not to see, what's relevant and irrelevant to me. Now, Facebook you hear a lot in news organizations how invested they are in their Facebook page, how much it matters. You know, go there, comment on our Facebook page. You can find it there. Go to the Facebook page. I never thought it was a good idea, nor did I hitch my wagon to the Facebook system. I've always thought that, well, at some point, you know, it's not going to be there anymore. It's going to be irrelevant, or they're going to boot me from it. or they will just shadow ban and not allow people to see this. Or if enough of you don't go, apparently, to Facebook and rate Blacklisted News as a trusted news source, we will probably fade away from the platform completely. Not that we won't be putting out posts, it's just that they won't matter and they won't be seen. And those people will no longer get it. Now, all of this is under the auspice of trying to make Facebook more friendly, like actual faces, people talking to people, and less driven by, we know what the problem is, right? The Russian trolls that took the election. Because, you know, the people at Facebook and the government in general, and people in general, media, really have a disdain for the American people and think that you're so stupid. The only reason that you did not vote for Hillary Clinton is because fake news and Russian Twitter bots and Facebook trolls convinced you that Donald Trump was the man to vote for in 2017. Yeah. Well, anyway, regardless of – or excuse me, 2016. But regardless, you know, there's a complete, you know – I think facade here. Number one, that your tweets or your likes or your thumbs up or your trusted stars, whatever kind of icon you push to say that you trust this news. Number one, they don't trust you. They've said it to make the right decision, to make the informed decision that they believe you should be making, whatever that is. And we know, you know, that Zuck leans way left and that he has his own aspirations in being a politician, in being a quote-unquote world leader. And I guess he is by a lot of people's standards. So they don't trust you. But now all of a sudden they're going to let people, the same idiots that couldn't figure out the Russian troll bots, they're going to let them decide what's real news. Okay, so I don't care how many bazillion times you push Blacklisted News as a trusted news source. I have a sneaky suspicion. Call me a skeptic. Call me a naysayer, a poo-pooer. That I don't think they're gonna, you know, give me that 5-star rating. I don't think I'm gonna get a good review from Facebook. Primarily not because, you know, our name is Blacklisted News. So you know, it's pretty self-evident. We don't hide behind you know, our domain, or, you know, trying to look like something. We're not really direct in the messaging and the branding of Blacklisted News. But you know, it's just not going to happen. They're not, number one, they're not going to let you vote. Okay, they don't care about your opinion. They want to dictate that opinion, and they want to use Facebook to do it. Now, you know, the news is pretty pissed off because, well, they're afraid they may have to pay more money. And that's what it's ultimately going to be. It's going to be extortion. You give us more money to get back into the lives of those people out there that need your message. Ah, it's a beautiful system. All right, guys, quick break. The other half of the show still to come. More on the way. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You clicking in the race to fight fake news. Police in New York City. Welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. Keep clicking. Every time you see a blacklistednews.com article, say it's true. Don't even read it. Don't even question what we're publishing, because you like us and you want to hear us in your echo chamber. Just keep clicking that button over and over and over again. Anyway, a lot of stuff happened that nobody noticed, nobody cared about. We'll talk about the controversial. No, it wasn't controversial. The reauthorization of the Surveillance Act, the illegal wiretapping of U.S. citizens communicating with friends abroad with no warrant. That is pushed right through. Now, you would think that if Donald Trump's in charge and you know, all of the shenanigans around the unsealing, or what's the term? The Susan Rice unmasking of U.S. citizens in the Donald Trump campaign, and the, you know, NSA spying on his phones, his private comunicado, that might have been an issue. But, you know, as I've alluded to, I don't know that Mr. Donald Trump is really in control of the U.S. government. The media would like you to think that. Everything that's bad that's happening, everything that's not working out, and is Donald Trump's fault. And that, well, of course, on the other side of the aisle, there are solutions, and it is Oprah Winfrey. Anyway, this is pretty interesting, I thought. I was talking about it with Ken. You can call him, 800-313-9443, and you can probably get onto the show. The National Security Archive has deleted surveillance data about warrantless wiretapping ordered by President George W. Bush to recycle some hard drive space. Recent federal court filings reveal government trying to be efficient, just trying to save a couple bucks. You know, the government's shut down. I didn't even mention that. Don't go to the state parks. They're probably closed. That seems to be the face or the reality for at least me when the government shuts down, is that it's Trump's fault. No, wait. It's the Democrats' fault. No. It's the Republicans' fault. No. It's so everybody has, some egg on their face apparently. Anyway, while people fret about that, in 2007, the NSA was ordered by the court to preserve international communications data about obtained through a secret surveillance conducted under President George W. Bush following the 9/11 attacks. On Thursday, the agency told U.S. District Court Judge Jeffrey White that it had failed to implement court-mandated precautions, resulting in the loss of surveillance data intercepted between 2001 and 2007. How convenient. Now, it would probably be a big deal. Remember how everybody hated Bush? Ooh, Bush, he's a war criminal. The guy's killed a lot of people. Millions. You know, he's got blood on his fingers. He and Tony Blair, they're mass murderers. Those same people that were screaming from the mountaintops, they love him now. Because he's, one of them. He criticizes Trump. I mean, it just shows you how lemming-like people can be. And I'm not talking about the consumers of media. I'm not talking about you out there or even me. I'm just talking about the people that, project the message, that really get spoon-fed this, the Mobys, the Tonight Show hosts, the Jimmy Kimmels, the Jimmy Fallons. They love this guy. They sure did hate him. But they don't remember that. They just it's selective memory. It's selective outrage. And I just found it completely outrageous. Who's going to go to jail? Somebody should go to jail. But I don't think that the Donald Trump administration is going to be going after the NSA. Although, they were a target of it. You know, when you see that, they were targeted, they are victims of the NSA at the same time. Donald Trump, he was tweeting about Oprah. He's tweeting about a lot of things, but not the NSA surveillance data. Not about this. This isn't a story here. Talking about draining the swamp. I mean, this is swampish. This is the swamp, okay? They're not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole. Not surprising. Over the weekend, we had some interesting information come out. Primarily, our source, IntelliHub, has put out a lot of information, a lot of counter theories, as far as whether or not there were helicopters there. And I'm talking about there being Las Vegas during the Stephen Paddock shooting of the country concert that resulted in many lost lives, many injured. And so there's obviously a cover-up happening because, with the tens of thousands of security surveillance videos that could be out there that usually are put directly out there for people to consume, especially after a terror incident. It usually only takes the media and the police the government a few moments to figure out the narrative, their allegiances, what they were doing. I mean, in most cases, it seems to, skeptics, that the problem, reaction, solution, packaged business plan is ready to go as soon as we have one of these. New York, Terror Bar, they have everything, every Facebook post. This guy was doing this. Stephen Paddock, we haven't heard a lot about. We haven't seen a lot of. There were 28 new crime scene photos that were released that we published from IntelliHub. A lot of questions. You can go there, look at it. Shepard and Billis has done a lot of, I think, really, really good work Now, with that being said, I don't think that everything that he, you know, proposes is, you know, fact. And I think that he does a good job leaving it pretty open-ended. You know, there's a lot of random weird things in these pictures that beg questions. And, you know, when there's a huge lack of information, when there is a vacuum of knowledge surrounding an event, it's going to lead people to ask lots of questions. Some of those questions have valid answers. Why is it like this, man? Well, X, Y, Z. Sometimes that's a real sufficient answer. Sometimes it's not. One of the things that has confused me, if you haven't seen the latest, we posted it. Las Vegas shooter Paddock had child porn on computer, FBI investigating a person of interest. Here's a headline. Now, at first, we heard that the hard drives had been wiped, okay? And At first, they had no hard drives. Then, somehow, if they found the hard drives, they had been wiped. The FBI took these hard drives into custody for at least, you know, a few months now. And now we find out, memory hold, boom, the hard drives are back. They have child porn and victim images, and there is a person of interest in this case. Where it goes, I don't know. I watched the presser from the sheriff there from Las Vegas that is, I mean, reading his script. He is being watched by a room full of people that all are nodding their heads, shaking their heads, giving him visual and audio cues on what to say. He has a very packaged presentation. It's going to be interesting. I mean, because, you know, the thing I wonder, it's just me, what could it be? Even if they say, okay, it was ISIS or white supremacist, or he was, you know, a 9/11 truther, all these things have been put out there already. They've already said, well, he looked like a conspiracy theorist. He liked to talk about those conspiracy theories with women. You know, the women of the night said he was a 9/11 truther. So that always gets me, you know, wondering, you know, is this just another way to embolden the Southern Poverty Law Center and continue the demonization and the pigeonholing of those that question the events surrounding 9/11, considering that we already know that war criminal activity, war crimes, and I mean, this being the latest example with the NSA losing the smoking gun in all of this, that, you know, the lie that was perpetrated against the people and used to justify unjust war crimes, that was committed, and it was with the media's full support. I think the only person you saw really publicly that got shamed for it was Donahue. He came out against the Iraq war and started making some general assertions and asking some pretty simple questions, and immediately he was demonized. But, you know, the whole 9/11 conspirators are, you know, crypto Jew haters, okay, that somehow you are an anti-Semite, or you're, you know, a virulent racist, you're a Nazi if you, you know, you believe these things. And that's become, you know, I guess the easy go-to attack ad hominem that's used. Well, you believe in that 9/11. Oh, you believe the Jews did it, right? Okay, yeah, you're one of those guys. Oh, man, probably a libertarian. You probably got some gold stashed away. So they've done an effective job at pushing that narrative, you know, just demonizing the messenger, really, you know, the character assassination of people that question, dare to question the government. Anyway, so it's interesting. I do want to talk about what's happening in Syria. So there's kind of a lull. There's a stalemate. There's not a lot of stuff that's happening, and we haven't, you know, heard of a chemical attack recently. But Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister made an interesting statement over the weekend. He said that, quote, the U.S. government is trying to carve out an alternative government in Syria. So the U.S. is no longer focusing on terrorism. Now, the U.S. is focusing on militarizing and giving more weapons and aid and money to the Kurds. And this has led to a little fire and brimstone type talk coming from the Turkish President Erdogan. So if you haven't been paying attention, there is a operation underway, Operation Olive Branch. It continues as Turkish troops enter Syria. This is, you know, another violation of a sovereign nation, not the first. Israel, apparently, even Iran. Everyone has troops on the ground, some invited, some not, to fight in the proxy war that is taking place inside of Syria. So anyway, this is Operation Olive Branch continues as Turkish troops enter Syria. Turkish tanks have military – what the heck? I destroyed this. I destroyed this headline that probably needs to be fixed here. Anyway, interesting piece that came from the geopolitical alert, geopolitics alert website. After over a week of cross-border shelling by Turkish artillery and then a flurry of airstrikes that allegedly took out 153 Kurdish targets, Turkey has finally begun sending ground troops across the Syrian border into Afrin. Afrin is currently under the control of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, a group primarily led by the Kurdish People's Protection Units, which are YPG. Turkey has framed the operation as having two objectives. So, to end the threats posed to Turkey by the YPG and their allies in the Turkish-based Kurdistan Workers' Party. And you, when you see the PKK terrorists, they don't look that scary. Oh, watch this Vice documentary on the PKK and this whole female unit that they have. It was kind of pushing this gender equality narrative and showing how even you know, backwards people like the PKK embraced having women in the military. And let me tell you, I mean, it was better than those Al Qaeda barrel rolling videos where you see them, going across the monkey bars. It looks like they got, some closed elementary schools playground equipment, and they're out there in their masks and with the broken AK-47s, and it's almost silly. Anyway, they're now I think that Moon of Alabama, a website I look to often for geopolitical news, they really have their finger on the pulse of what's happening inside of Syria, Turkey, a lot of Middle Eastern politics. And if you've seen the images, these are old M1A1 tanks. They may be MA2s. I'm not a tank expert, but they're really old looking. The MPADs, the air-to-surface or surface-to-air missiles that the U.S. government has now acknowledged giving the YPG or the Turkish PKK, we'll just call them the Kurds, is documented, could easily take out these tanks. So a lot of this, when I alluded to the fire and fury, a lot of this is a very paper dragon approach to trying to create this buffer zone. Now, what Lavrov is talking about is trying to use this area as a buffer zone rather than, taking out Assad. The U.S. government is just creating their own little government, and it's working. I mean, they to a certain extent, this whole area. Now, we've seen all of the plans. We know what the plan is for the Middle East. There's been several of them, but basically to fracture and to decentralize governments that are not favorable to the United States. I mean, a lot of people are happy with the Saudi takeover, the coup d'etat that's happening there. and the U.S. military and analysts, just so many of them, talked about how progressive and what a huge move this is to get rid of the right and to the far right extremist elements of the Saudi government, blah 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 blah. So that they're plotting that, and so rather than taking out a direct ally of the Russians, Bashar al-Assad, just creating your own little councils, your own government, starting to allow businesses. I mean, this is neoliberalism 101 and pushing the government, hoping and trying this new tactic of making Bashar al-Assad irrelevant by just conducting airstrikes and holding territory and ground there. General Mattis says we will be on the ground for a long time to come there in Syria. I don't doubt it. More in moments. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
All right, welcome back into the final segment here on Blacklisted Radio. I want to thank all of you for being there, listening to the show. There are so many podcasts that have come and gone that have turned out to be a lot of nothing. I think that the fact that we have survived and that I have a continued interest in doing it for the last 10 years, that you out there listening to the show have had a continued interest in listening it, is awesome. It's a testament to the fact that people do there are people out there that are not eating the Tide Pods, that are not falling over themselves, waiting for Oprah Winfrey, that are entrenched in Donald Trump's love life that, don't just take I think that we do a good job here at really exposing the left and right. Put up an article today about all of the kickbacks and how the Kochs gave a lot of money to Paul Ryan's campaign as soon as the tax bill went through. And, it's not that I don't know if it's going to benefit any of you out there. I'm not a CPA, but it's important to note, how the system works and not take sides, to not just become a trumpet or a megaphone for the parties. And unfortunately, a lot of people in alternative media have taken that approach. It's Trump against the world, and finding themselves in fandom of these politicians, whoever it may be. And I don't hate Trump any more than I hate any other person in the world, and I'm definitely not one of those that blames him personally for the situation that the U.S. Government and the people under it are in. think that you have to take a breath, and that's what we do with the show. We take a breath. John Vibes put out this: government cracks down on Tide Pods. Have you heard about the Tide Pods? How could you have not? It's the new knockout game for 2018. They look too much like candy, according to Chuck Schumer, and some other senator says that he wants to eat one. I don't know why they make them look so delicious. Chuck Schumer, I don't know what the hell you're eating. I've looked at Tide Pods. They don't look edible. I mean, I guess they do look like some of the gummy candies that are very popular, and I don't know. I don't think it should be such a big deal. As soon as you put it into your mouth, it's got to taste like soap. It used to be okay for people to wash out their children's mouths with soap. It was actually probably pretty prevalent. Done a lot. I don't think it'll kill you. You eat a bunch of Tide Pods or take the Tide Pod Challenge. I don't know. Is it any dumber or more dangerous than the Cinnamon Challenge? I don't know how many people are going to die from Tide Pods. I'm sure a few will go to the hospital. But they're not the brightest of people out there. These are the people that stab themselves in the head with lawn darts. And if anybody died because of a lawn dart injury and you think it's too soon, I don't know how long it's been since that they were out there in the market. But this is the latest, the craze. And government needs to save you. Consumer protection is going to get that evil Tide company from making those pods look so dangerous. The more you eat, the more you want to vote for Oprah Winfrey 2020. Or maybe Joe Biden. Or maybe even Donald Trump. Who knows? Guys, gals, thank you for the time. Go to blacklistedradio.com. We'll have more stuff up there. Complete podcast, commercial free for your enjoyment. Sarah Kay, thank you for the kind donations. All of you that support the show, I love you. I love you for doing so. And the rest of you get to listen to the show because of them. You should join them at blacklistedradio.com. Make a contribution to this show in some form or fashion. Doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. Ken, thank you, the fine producer there behind the glass that makes this happen in Republic Broadcasting. I'll be back next week. Until then, take care.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting
My
old
age,
has
I
its
just turned
perks.
40.
But
I'm
remember,
old.
Being a few years younger, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic.